Thank you, Pastor Sonny. We're delighted to be here with you today. It's a tremendous joy to share in this service and just to enjoy the friendship and the fellowship and the awesome presence of God that's in this house. I feel like just moving to Louisiana and just becoming a pew warmer on the pews out here and enjoying this atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's an awesome place of God you have here. You have an awesome man of God and first lady of the house. It's awesome pastors you have here. And we're just delighted to be here. And we are just so thankful that we could come and visit also Sister Joni and Brother Ellery. They're very dear friends of ours. And they were a very special a couple in our lives when we came here to just contribute what little bit we could for the disaster relief after Katrina. And they were such wonderful a host for us as we brought the team in on several occasions. And we just love and appreciate you both so very much. And Brother Ellery, there's still so much prophecy within you, brother. God's not finished with your life. I'm convinced God is not finished. And there's so much more that God has. And you're going to just, I believe, feel a spirit of power begin to rise up within you. And God's going to use you, I believe, in great measure in the days ahead. Because Satan has tried to stifle your life, but the devil lost, and God has won, and God's going to show himself as Almighty God as God begins to resurge your life with supernatural strength and power. And I declare that over you, that you're going to rise up as a mighty man of God and prophetically proclaim the truth of God again, and souls shall be mightily touched by the fire of the Holy Ghost that's within you. Just reach your hand over to him right now and just and say, we declare the power of prophecy and declare the power of life into him and the power of strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise in the house. Glory. Praise the Lord. Now, you guys have an awesome facility here. I tell you, I was just amazed when I walked in here and the Pastor Sonny had told us before time the way God just worked this beautiful facility out for you. And I say that's a far cry from the alligator pond. Hallelujah. Man, somebody shout, look at God work. Woo! I mean, God has got things in fast speed overdrive here. Amen? And we just thank God to be able to just share in this service with you in this beautiful facility. And this is just the beginning of what God is going to do on this property, in this region. There are great things that God has scheduled and prepared and ordained for this congregation and for this house of God and for the leadership that God has raised up here. I'm just going to speak prophetically for a few minutes this morning, but I want to, first of all, declare some things over Pastor Sonny and over Sister Vicky, this wonderful couple that God has placed here. And I just want to speak into your life for just a moment. And I hope you put it on tape because I believe it's going to be a word that you can just rehearse in your spirit, in your mind, and in your heart for days to come. And I heard the Lord saying this over Pastor Sonny and the set men of the house and the first lady of the house, that I declare a religious and righteous decree of God's favor and blessings over your life. I declare any restraints and restrictions imposed by the enemy are now going to be cut loose and broken. And you shall walk now in the full measure of God's grace and God's mercy. I declare a holy orchestration of events to begin to move all things into divine order and to establish the plans and the purposes of Almighty God without delay. I prophesy there shall be green pastures that shall await you, green pastures that are alive with peace and energy and great joy, saith God. I declare supernatural strength as you move toward the taking of the mountain that God has promised you. and that you shall possess the full inheritance that God has already decreed over your life in this church, in this region. I also speak a fresh anointing and a deeper revelation and a new invigoration of holy inspiration, saith God, with signs and wonders following. For I raise you up, O men of God, as a power shifter, as a boundary mover, as a kingdom builder, as a box breaker, and a devil chaser. For you've been called, said God, for this time. You've been called for this hour. You have been handpicked, and you have been chosen, said God, for this time, in this time of destiny I've ordained for your lives, said the Lord. And dear woman of God, God says greater glories await you. New episodes in the spirit, new dimensions of great power, saith God, await you. For I shall catapult you, saith God, into a greater dimension you've ever gone into before. And you shall have invitations to declare my truth and declare my word. For my anointing with a fresh power is resting upon you from this day forward, saith God. And you shall be thrust forth into the new zone, the new atmosphere of the Spirit, saith the Lord God. Come on, give God praise for your leaders here in this church. I hear God saying this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that it's a season of yes. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. God says it's a season of no more limits. Heard God saying as I was speaking to Him in prayer that it's going to be a record-breaking season for this region and for this church. Praise Church is about to experience some record-breaking moments. Some record-breaking experiences, some record-breaking manifestations of God. And God says you cannot lock up your destiny in your yesterday, because it is a new day, saith God. It is a new time, it's a new moment, and God has given you the new ability to go forth in the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost to accomplish exploits for the kingdom. Are you ready for new exploits in the kingdom? Hear God speaking, new season of increase, new season of intensity, new season of holy fire outpouring. God is going to break the power and is breaking the power of desolation and frustration. You may be in desolation and frustration through your experiences of life, but God's power is breaking that spirit of desolation and frustration, and you're in a season of yes, and God says no more will you have to put up with no, but it's a season of yes, for I'm breaking through, saith God, in a new atmosphere of power of your life to bring forth yeses. Say it's my season of yes, and amen. Yes, it is. Heard the Lord saying this. It's a season of release. And that God is releasing some resources. I'm going to give you a word from the Old Testament book of Genesis, chapter 45, as God speaks about resources. Look at Genesis 45 with me, verse 17. Speaking of Joseph and Pharaoh and the way that God intervened and brought the resources into their lives. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto your brothers, this do you. Lade your beast and go. Get you into the land of Canaan. Take your father and your households and come into me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do you, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones, for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons. Shout, wagons are coming. He gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh and gave them provisions for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. Shout, I got it coming. Woo! I hear release in the spirit for finances, release of resources. You got it coming. You're about to get loaded down. The wagons are coming to your house. You're going to see resources begin to come into this church like you never thought could even happen, Pastor. I see it in the spirit as I was praying. I saw that in the spirit this morning, that resources are going to begin to come from north, south, east, and west. And God's going to release such an avalanche of his spirit of finances and blessings. It's going to be mind-boggling. So God is releasing resources. You get to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 11 through verse 13. It says God's going to release his treasure chest. He's going to release the treasure of his financial empire, his financial resource. Let me just share that word in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. We know that's a beautiful chapter and a wonderful chapter in the Bible. But here's what I heard the Lord saying. The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods and in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of the cattle, and the fruit of the ground, and the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasure, and the heavens shall give the rain upon the land in his season. I tell you, it's a season of rain. It is a season of rain. And to bless all the work of your hands, that you shall lend unto many nations and not have to borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only. Shout only. And thou shalt not be beneath. Oh, I tell you, that's a promise from God, that we're going to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We're going to be those that are able to lend and not have to borrow. We're going to have the treasure chest of God just given to us and have free access to all the riches of God. And I heard this word in Psalm 61 verse 1, that God's going to change your life from a tear-filled prayer to a thankful praise. I said, you're going to go from tear-filled praying unto a thankful praise. There's going to be an ecstatic moment of power from God being manifested, where there's going to be a shouting of praise, and all the tears will be wiped from your eyes, and you shall enjoy the greatness of the Lord your God. So God is going to fill me with an abundance of his blessings. I've tried poverty. I don't like it. I know you don't like it either. I've tried sickness. I don't like it. You see, God is teaching us how to overcome. He's teaching us how to overcome everything that Satan throws against us, to the power of the Holy Ghost that's within us. Look at someone beside you and say, you can overcome your condition because of your position. Come on, convince them. You can overcome your condition because of your position. We are sitting together in heavenly places, the Bible says. We sit in heavenly places with God. God wants to break the death grip off of your life this morning. Going back to Genesis 45 again, and speaking of the story of Joseph. Joseph had believed to have been dead by his father. His father had been convinced by circumstances and by years of great desolation and great anguish that his son indeed was dead. He had been convinced that he had actually been killed by some wild beast, as the story had been told him. But there came a day that it was told him in chapter 45 of Genesis, verse 26. They told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. I heard the Lord saying, you're about to get loose from that spirit of death that has tried to strangle you. And you're going to be revived, oh man of God, brother Becknell. You're going to be revived because the spirit of life's coming upon you. And the spirit of death cannot hold you captive anymore. If you're here today and you have been so crushed by news of tragedy in your life, or you've been crushed by events or situations have just so disappointed you, I heard the Lord say that the spirit of life is about to revive you, and the spirit of death must lose its control. For God says the wagons are coming, and life is coming, a new day is coming, a new season is coming, a new time in your life is here for you today. It's a season to live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord God. God's giving you every dead hope. Restore every broken dream. Remove every doubt and reveal every hidden mystery. It's your time to grasp life again, like Joseph, like Jacob, who had just lost all hope and he fainted, but he revived when he knew for a fact it was real, that God's word had been spoken and it was true. God's reviving some hearts in this church service right now. He's reviving some hearts right now. I hear God saying this as well in Haggai chapter 2. I'm not going to read that scripture, but verse 19, verse 23. It says, God shall overthrow the opposing kingdom. And it says that we're chosen. God speaking through his prophets. He says the opposing kingdom has brought great chaos, but I'm overthrowing that kingdom. And God says, I'm going to rise up now because I've chosen you. I've selected you. I've ordained you. And I heard God saying, rise up, don't be afraid, rise up, fear not. It's a new day, and the principalities that have tried to put a spirit of despondency is being broken by the power of the life of the Lord Jesus, and those things that have held you back are now losing their control, and God is bursting through with the power of a manifestation of glory. Hallelujah. There's a wonderful New Testament story in the book of Acts chapter 16. We know it all very well. Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail. The backs are bleeding from the torturer's whiplashes. It seems that all is lost. All is really not going to change. Seems like the devil has him incarcerated. He's got him caged in, like this bear that Pastor Sonny talked about, and like they're in complete captivity. And I'll tell you, they begin to praise the Lord. They begin to give a glorious prayer and a shout unto God, and begin to seek his face, begin to pray, and begin to praise. And God began to shake the place so mightily. And the Bible tells us what happened. I want to tell you exactly what the word of God says. It's in Acts chapter 16. It's verse 26. And suddenly, say suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and every man's chains were loosed. And I heard God saying, get ready for some suddenlies, some sudden manifestation, some sudden breakthroughs, some sudden eruptions of Holy Ghost power and Holy Ghost fire. And God says, get ready for some foundations to shake. The unmovable shall be moved. The unbreakable shall be broken. And the unstoppable shall be stopped, saith God. So you got foundations shaken. And the Bible says every door was open. Shout, all doors opened. and every man's chains were loosed. I got a prophetic word. All doors are opening for this church. All doors are opening. And all chains are being loosed. All chains are being broken right now. And God says, get ready for all doors. Say all doors. You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying all doors are about to start opening. I said all doors. There's been some shut up doors, some shut up places, but God says all doors now are about to start opening. All doors. Every man's chains have been loosed. There's about to be an outbreak of the holy fire of God till everybody gets free. There's going to be radical conversions like you cannot imagine. And I know you've had some radical conversions. I've heard your pastor talk about them. But I tell you, there's about to be such a radical conversion power of the Holy Ghost till every man gets loose and get free. Every woman gets free. Every door begins to open. And no more shut doors. No more incarceration. No more tight places. This region's on a collision course with the power of God. Say, we're on a collision course. In Exodus chapter 2, I love this scripture. I believe it's a prophetic word for somebody here. And it's this. It came to pass. Say, it came to pass. It came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Oh, somebody get that word. Because you've been told the king of Egypt would never die. But I got a word. The king of Egypt cannot live forever. The king of, I don't know what your king of Egypt is. I don't know what that struggle is. I don't know what that tyrant's name is. I don't know what your situation is. But I'm here to tell you the king of Egypt cannot live forever. In the process of time, the king of Egypt died. The thing that has been hounding you, haunting you, taunting you, perplexing you, grieving you is going to have to die because it cannot live forever. And God says the king of Egypt died. The spell you're under, the captivity you find yourself in, cannot last forever. God says there's a shift in the spirit. There's a shift in the spirit. In this region, there is a shift in the spirit. Over this church, there is a shift in the spirit. There is something shifting right now as I'm speaking it. Not because I'm here, but because God's raised up leadership in this place to shift the atmosphere. To shift it in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a shift going on right now in this region. God says, get ready for a re-demonstration of Acts chapter 2. A reenactment of Acts chapter 2. So God says, get ready to start listening, for there's going to be some new sounds from heaven. Like Acts chapter 2. Sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And tongues of fire set upon them. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. So get ready for new sounds from heaven. Get ready for new winds of change. Get ready for new directions and fire on every head. Fire on every head. Fire on every head. You're not getting this. I said fire on every head. I believe I saw it this morning doing praise and worship, Pastor Sonny. Man, this place was on fire. But it's going to be on every head that walks in here. It's like whew, wind blowing, fire cascaded down from heaven and life being pulled out. Saturation of the Holy Spirit. Fire. God says the vision is much greater than one generation. Your pastor can never fulfill all that's in his heart. It's too great. It's bigger than just one generation. That's why he's raising up three generations in this church right now. Keep taking it to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. Because what God wants to do here and is doing here is greater than just one generation. Come on, give God a shout and give God a praise. In Luke chapter 5, verse 4, the Lord gave Peter the word. He says, launch out into the deep. Cast your net on the other side. And I hear the Lord saying, God's going to fill the boats as fast as you can get them in the water. When Peter put his nets on the other side, the Bible says they began to have such a catch of fish. And the boats were so overloaded. The boats began to sink and the nets began to break. And God says, as fast as you can put the boats in the water, I'm going to fill them, God says, unto overflowing boats, sinking, net breaking, revival and net breaking, boats sinking, miracle, saith God. Get the boats in the water, saith God. Shall get the boats in the water. We have a window of time for all things to be opened. Say a window of time. We have a window of time for all things to be opened. I give a couple of scriptures and I'll go on. Isaiah 45, verse 1. I believe this is a word that is very relevant. Isaiah 45, verse 1. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus of Cyprus. To Cyrus, rather. He called him by name 100 years before he was born. The prophet of God had a revelation that Cyrus would be the anointed one in the sense that God gave him a special mission to accomplish. Called him by name 100 years before he was born and said that Cyrus would be the anointed one whose right hand I've holden to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates. And the gate shall not be shut. And I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. And I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord God. I hear God saying this, there's going to be opening of gates and opening of treasures. Some gates may have been shut. God says he's going to open up some gates. Open up some treasures. He goes on and speaks about the hidden riches and secret places. You get ready for some surprises of the Holy Ghost. You're going to start finding some secret riches in some unknown secret places. I said, get ready. Get ready. I feel T.D. Jake rising up. Get ready, get ready, get ready for some hidden riches. I'm prophesying this over this region, this church. Hidden riches in some secret places. You see, you got to have more than a dream in your heart. You got to have hope in your mouth. More than just a dream in your heart, there's got to be a word of faith and a word and a hope in your mouth to speak what God says. So God says, speak my word. Prophesy my word. It's my prayer for God to awaken a spirit of revival in this region that's so great that it eclipsed the great outpouring in Pensacola a few years ago. An awakening so great that it will just surprise each one in this church with the power and the might of God as he shows himself mighty, shows up and shows off and shows out in such a transformational way where there is a culture that's changed and a nation that's changed and a people that's changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. So I'm praying for the release of the holy fire of God in greater intensity. In greater intensity. I declare that God will confront this city in this region with the supernatural power of God. I declare there will be a release of prophetic boldness in word and deed. I declare there will be the establishment of perfection and holiness in every heart. I declare a rekindling of holy zeal within all of us. I declare even as Ezekiel 10 verse 2, when God gave a word to the man clothed with the linen garment, fill your hand with the coals of the fire from the altar and between the cherubims and scatter them over the city until the whole place is on fire with God. I'm going to give this word, then I shall close. Seek my face, saith the Lord, and know my fullness. Seek my face and know my way. Worship me and worship me with all of your heart, saith God. Break through the religious curtains. Remove religious veils and behold my transcendent glory, saith God. Behold, I'm in the midst of thee even this day, saith God. And my thoughts for thee and my plans for thee go beyond the natural because they embrace eternity, saith the Lord. Be not afraid, neither draw back in doubt. Trust me and believe me, saith the Lord God. Be not afraid to follow me in all the things that I have shown thee, for they are truly of me and not of man. I will provide all that you lack, saith God. I will make a way, for I am the way. I will open the door, for I am the door. I will provide for thee, and I will sustain thee, saith God, and I will keep thee. I am nearer to thee than you even think, saith God. You are not treading the path of life alone. Remembering all your circumstances and all your situations and all your difficulties, saith God, that I am God. Remember the battle is not yours, the battle is mine, saith the Lord. Don't limit me by your human reasoning or even by your own natural thinking. For my ways are higher than your ways, saith the Lord, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Do not walk according to the natural tendencies, but only obey the promptings of my spirit and be obedient to my voice, saith the Lord. My child, let my spirit direct your pathway. At times I will lead you into unexpected places. And ask thee things that may be startling. But I will never lead you astray, saith the Lord. It is not appointed unto you to know the future, nor to be able to always to discern aforetime all my specific plans for your life.
but rest in this knowledge that all my ways are perfect and my grace is sufficient for you, saith the Lord. So rise up, my love, and my dear one, arise up and walk with me in love and trust and confidence, for I am a present help, and my help is adequate and all sufficient to get you through. Seek me with the attitude of prayer and faith, and I will reveal myself unto you in immeasurable glory. For I will bring you through the testing times, for your life is in my hands, saith the Lord. You have seen but just a small part of the big picture, but I see the design in its completion, for I'm the finisher, saith the Lord. Only be yielded into my hands. You need not to make your own plans, for I'm in control, saith God. To make your own plans would bring disaster by interference. But rest your soul in knowing that I've been at work in ways you've not even suspected. I am the master artist who creates a master portrait. I make no idle strokes with the brush. What I do is not a mistake. I'm only merely mixing colors, saith the Lord, for more creativity and for more beauty. And every stroke of the brush is a part of the whole. Be humble and be patient until I finish, saith the Lord, for I'm conforming thee in my own image. I'm doing a work of righteousness within you. My eye is upon thee in loving kindness and with loving watchfulness. And my ear is open to your cry. Behold, I stand in your midst even this day as sovereign Lord and as master. And my power is available to thee. For I'm releasing the captivity of the last season. That which has held you captive, saith God, shall not control you in the new season that I'm bringing. For I'm breaking the mind fixation of the past so you can see the blessings of tomorrow, saith the Lord. So step into the dawn of a new day of promise. Step across the threshold into a new beginning, a new future, and a new dimension. Step across. Step over. I'm removing the spirit of condemnation. I'm removing the spirit of shame and reproach. I'm removing the spirit of disappointment. I'm removing the spirit of anxiety. I'm removing the spirit of worry, saith God. I'm removing the spirit of confusion, the spirit of grief. I'm removing it and releasing now the spirit of joy and laughter and peace, saith the Lord God. For I love you with the everlasting love, and I embrace you with my sovereignty and my righteousness and my glory, saith the Lord God. You see that word, just lift your hand right now and say, God, I receive that word. God, we receive that word right now that you love us so very much. And this is a day of destiny. It's a day of purpose. It's a day that you're changing us, transforming us. It's a day of restoration. It's a day of new beginnings. That your glory right now, God, is filling this sanctuary with such awesome reality of a God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above all that we can imagine or think. according to the power of God that works within us. Ephesians 3:20. Would you stand to your feet for just a moment? If there are urgent needs in your life, I know you've already had a time of prayer and many hearts have already been touched. But I believe there are still others, perhaps. God has been speaking to your heart through this whole service. As I look upon this congregation, see such a large group of youth and young people, it just exhilarates my heart with fascination. Because I began to preach the gospel myself when I was 12 years old as a young kid. I said, God, use me. Speak through me. Make me, God, a vessel of honor to the King. For his name's sake. For his pleasure. For his honor. I know your pastor's raising up great men and women of God in this church, and there's a great leadership plan that's been implemented to train, to execute the plan and the purposes of God in this region. You're standing today in God's awesome presence. And God wants to do a work in your life that is so renowned, that is so spectacular, and it's going to just create terror in the kingdom of darkness and cause horror and hell. God begins to raise up Davids and the mighty men of David in this house who would change this state in this country. This is a powerhouse God's erected right here. It's a house of revival. It's a training complex where there should be, as a prophetic word that came from Dr. Mansfield, God is raising up from this place mighty people. God's marked you. I can sit on your face. He's marked you with the holy power of God. And I want to just invite you to come. And I just want to pray a prayer of you as a congregation. If you have specific needs, we can do the individual, Dr. Mansfield. We'll prophesy over you all day if we have to. We got 15 hours to drive back, but we'll prophesy. I'm going to sleep while he drives anyway, so I don't worry about it. I'll stay right here at 3 o'clock if we have to. He's going to drive. It's okay. We might even pray for a translation from Praise Church to Word of Life Church in Tallboro, North Carolina. Hallelujah. Come on, Dr. Mansfield. He has earned doctor's degree, and I believe you should give people honor where they have deserved honor. So what I couldn't do, he can finish it. If you want prayer, would you just come as a congregation? We just want prayer of you as a congregation. And then we'll just, as he feels led, just lay hands on you and pray over you individually. And we appreciate you just being here and letting us share the love of God with you today. And I'm sure there'll be particular words that God will give to us for individuals, and we'll just bless you if that's okay, Pastor. We speak over this group of mighty men and women of God. We declare the abundance of the resources of God. That you're breaking the spell of the past and giving God and you victorious future. I declare, God, new horizons. New horizons in the spirit realm awaits each one around these altars. I declare the sun is arising with a new, spectacular coruscation of beauty. And the breath of God is breathing upon this congregation now with a breath, whew, of such proportion that it creates a whirlwind in the spirit realm. It brings a new hope, a new ushering in of the Spirit of the living God. I declare everyone now is lifted up, strengthened, undergirded, invigorated with such stamina and such power and such authority and such boldness. Whoa, hallelujah. That the mighty hand of God is touching him with the hands of fire. That reformers have been raised up right now. Josiah's have been called. Jeremiah's have been hand-selected, hand-picked by God. At the heavens are opening. Open heavens. A portal of glory right now is open over this church, over this region. Portals of glory been opened. Canopy of the Holy Spirit. The tsunami of the Holy Ghost. Whoa, a tsunami of Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost wind, Holy Ghost rain. Now, God, we decree it, we declare it. Now, God, we speak it. A drawing of the Holy Ghost. These grounds are magnetized with conviction power. It's drawing the lost souls to the cross of Calvary.
Brother Vernon, just go ahead as you lead. You feel led of God, and I'll do the same.